It's time for Utah StoryCorps, everyday people sharing their stories at the StoryCorps recording booth in Vernal. Spry 93-year-old Clara Price recalls her elopement at the age of 16 to her husband, Dan Price, who joined her in the StoryCorps booth.
We're in school in Vernal, and we had to go there for high school for 7th, 8th, and 9th grade, and then we went on to high school there. And we met the people, other people around, and that's how I met my husband, Dan. He was student body president at the time, and we just really enjoyed going out together and doing things together. And we ran away and got married. That was on a Sunday, and we had gone out for a ride with a friend and her boyfriend, and we ended up over in Craig, Colorado. And the boy said, let's us get married. And I said, no, I've got to go on to school. I've promised my folks I would. I'd got to go. Dan said, well, if we can get marriage license, will you marry me? And so I said, well, I don't think you can get one on Sunday. Or at least I thought to myself, you can't get it on Sunday. I'll be just fine. So, yes, I will. Anyway, they got out of the car and went over to the building where the courthouse, where the recorder would have been. And what do you know? The door was locked. Good. Well, I was safe. Nope. The window was up. They crawled in the window, and there was the recorder that could make out the wedding license. And I swear he did. And I was too young. I was just 16, and I would have been 17 in that October, but this was in first day of May. Anyway, they got that, and I thought, well, they'll never be able to get anybody to marry us because it's Sunday, and I know that nobody would do it. So I still was being game, and we had gone out to dinner, and he'd spent all the money he had, so I didn't think we'd get it. He didn't tell me he'd done that. He'd spent all of his money, but anyway, we went to pay for the marriage license, and he didn't have enough money. He had to borrow it because he had just come home from college because he'd ran out of money and about starved out, so we had to come home. He'd had one year at BYU. When we got to the place where the men would marry us, sure enough, he said, if you'll come back at 5 minutes after midnight, it will be Monday morning, and I will marry you. And so that's what happened. We did. We got married. And he had told the boss that he was working for that he had broken down on the way and couldn't get to work that night. And we all the way home, we figured out how we'd get out of this. And I decided maybe what we could do was go and tell somebody who was in charge that we were too young to be married. When this happened and we got home that night, why, I told my mother, and her false teeth fell right out onto the bed. But she called my dad, who was out at the ranch, of course, because we were in Vernal living that time in the wintertime to go to school. And she called my dad, and he came in, and I saw him coming up the walk. And I went to the door, and I opened the door, and he says, well, Clara, you hit me under the belt this time. Because he was sure I was going to go on. I was going to be a lawyer, was what we'd all decided I was going to do with my life. And they were saving money to do so, and my sister was then working in Idaho. And so that fell through. I'm not a lawyer for sure.
Support for this segment of the Utah StoryCorps Project is made possible in part by our members and MemoryMark, helping families to preserve and relive precious memories that help keep us connected to the people we love. Information at MemoryMark.com.